This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. North Korea is sending a warning to the United States Friday. It is ready for dialogue or standoff when it comes to stalled nuclear talks. The North Korean foreign minister also said it would be a miscalculation if Washington imposed more sanctions on Pyongyang. It is the latest indication North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may not resume talks soon, despite hinting they would start following the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills, which ended this week. South Korea says it will scrap an intelligence-sharing pact with Japan that has hit trade and undercut security cooperation over North Korea. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Japan's prime minister was on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was cutting intelligence ties with Tokyo. That means it won't share information on North Korea.
Unfortunately, South Korea has continued with responses that damage the trust between our two countries.
It's the latest development in a growing dispute between the two countries that's affected everything from trade to diplomacy and now national security. A pact between them was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what allowed them to share intel on the North's weapons program. But South Korea on Thursday said it's dropping that deal. Japan's defense minister has called for Seoul to reconsider, saying that South Korea didn't appreciate the growing threat from north of its border.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. South Korea says it will continue sharing information with Japan through the U.S. military under a less binding pre-existing deal called TISA. A U.N. report released Thursday found the Myanmar military intended to commit genocide on ethnic Rohingya when it drove hundreds of thousands of them from the country in 2017. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has traded barbs on Twitter with French President Emmanuel Macron amid global concern about the fires raging in the Amazon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The French leader called the wildfires an international crisis and said the leaders of the Group of Seven Nations should hold urgent discussions about them at their summit in France this weekend. Macron tweeted, "Our house is burning, literally. The Amazon rainforest, the lungs which produce 20% of our planet's oxygen, is on fire." Bolsonaro fired back with his own tweet, "I regret that Macron seeks to make personal political gains in an internal matter for Brazil and other Amazonian countries." Meanwhile, the UN's Secretary General added to the tweets, writing, "The Amazon must be protected. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
As the leaders of the world's largest advanced democracies prepare to meet for the G7 summit this weekend, there's been a change to the format. French President Emmanuel Macron, the summit host, has declared there will be no communique at the end of the summit because of disagreements with President Trump and the other leaders on key issues such as Iran and climate change. Matthew Goodman is a former President Barack Obama White House coordinator for APEC.
When the U.S. is leading these forums, they can get stuff done. When the U.S. isn't leading or isn't interested, then it's very hard for them to achieve anything. And I think that's been very visible in the last few G7s and G20s.
At last year's G7 in Quebec, President Trump threatened to halt trade relations with several member nations, called his host, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, weak, and retracted his endorsement of a joint communique. The United States and the Afghan Taliban have resumed peace talks in Qatar to try to conclude an agreement that would bring an end to the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. The crucial ninth round of talks in the year-long dialogue process got underway Thursday afternoon in the Qatari capital of Doha, amid expectations it will lead to the much-awaited peace agreement between the two adversaries. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released from jail Friday, according to his spokeswoman. He served a 30-day jail term for calling for an unsanctioned demonstration in Moscow to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates in upcoming elections. Navalny has been sentenced to jail about a dozen times in recent years. During his month-long jail term, Navalny was hospitalized after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. He was released from the hospital and returned to prison. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits.